following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes and beat it right along.
It's made with Worcestershire sauce and ketchup, believe it or not. It's so delicious. It's just this incredibly delicious brisket. So we had that with potatoes and creamed peas because I love peas. It's what I'm going to be serving at the dinner. I'm going to be serving lots of peas and raw onions and tomatoes and avocado and walnuts and mayonnaise. But I dearly love any kind of pea. I expect just
move forward, please.
Green pea, you know. But green, there's something wrong with you. But sweet pea.
Her vagina, her vagina, her vagina, her vagina.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I dearly love any kind of pea.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 862 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of May, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. Big Fatty is in Hollywood. Everyone, I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. I don't have the regular micro-hoist box or anything like that, so my grandson's probably going to have trouble hearing this, but y'all, and you, y'all, I've got the air conditioner going, because y'all, I am close to the surface of the sun. And y'all, speaking of the surface of the sun, I just want to say that today's, make sure you go over and look at today's show art, because Miss Lala Lauren, y'all, she sent me that picture, and y'all, it is indeed a picture of the surface of the sun. And she says, Big Fatty, perhaps you can use this at some point in the future. And y'all, I think today is the perfect day, because y'all, it looks like it is the rapture also. So, anyway, but y'all, an interesting day. It has been an interesting day for Big Fatty. I am sitting here in my hotel in the horror district of the Los Angeles, the City of Angels. Oh, the City of Angels, dear Gussie. And y'all, after I recorded yesterday's a little show. Seriously, when I finished recording that, there must be gangs or something. Can you hear that? Okay, I'm sure you can't hear anything. Anytime anybody says, can you hear that? You know, they can't hear it. But y'all, it's sirens going by. But anyway, y'all, I hadn't packed the first thing. And y'all, it really didn't matter, because y'all, my luggage didn't make it. Big Fatty, what are you gonna do? No. Y'all, that is a peppered bacon and scrambled eggs and hash brown potatoes and wheat toast that Big Fatty had for his supper. Because y'all, that just sounded good, because I had an urge for pancakes, but then I saw that on the menu. Y'all, I went to the Denny's. It's right across the street from the hotel. Yes, Big Fatty. Hadn't packed the first thing on Thursday evening, but I had washed everything, or I thought I had washed everything, and y'all, then I went to start packing, and I said, well, where is such and such? Well, where is so and so? And y'all, I hadn't even washed them, so I had to do another load of clothes. Y'all, I was discombobulated. And y'all, every time I'd put something in the suitcase, you know, oh, Big Freddy, you forgot to pack your fiber. And so, you know, I'd have to go back and pack the fiber, and y'all, I'm telling you. I had checked in with the Delta, and it said that I could have three, not one, not two, but three complimentary bags flight. And also, I took two, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to see Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And quite frankly, y'all, I thought she could be my third bag. Ah, Big Freddy, that's a good one. I finally got, you know, everything. And y'all, it's difficult to pack for this trip because I am doing the Southern California, which we all know is the surface of the sun, and I'm doing Northern California, which is always cold and rainy. So y'all, I had to pack summer and winter. I had to pack my thong and my long johns. Big Freddy, please, we are having Cheerios. Oh, dear, Gussie, Big Freddy in a thong. Vomit! I finally got everything organized and everything, and y'all, but then I didn't have anything. I didn't have any of the giveaways for the BFO meet and greets pack, so I said, well, Big Freddy, take an extra grip. You're going to have an extra valise, as Miss Kitty would say. And so, y'all, I have one valise that has nothing but big, fatty giveaway items in it. It also did not make it. Y'all, I've got one clean pair of underpants and some lounging shorts. So I'm ready to go to Walnut Hills. And I don't even have a toothbrush. Big Freddy, nobody's surprised by that. And I don't have my fit. Never mind. But y'all got on. I had Larry Clyde. Larry Clyde took me I drove the Ford Explosion. He rode along, and we went in the Ford Explosion out to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, on Thursday morning. And y'all, I got checked in, and y'all, I was hoping I could use that fancy boarding pass on my cellular telephonic device, but y'all, they said, no, Big Freddy, you have got to print out a paper one. So I had to print out the paper one. So anyway, and went through the security and everything, and y'all, there was some cute boys waiting to board the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for Aeroplano. And y'all, so we flew, and Big Freddy had his seat in first class. Y'all, it was lovely, and y'all, as all the commoners were getting on board the plane, Big Freddy was enjoying a lovely cup of cranapple juice. And y'all, then in flight, I had another, in flight, they serve it to you in a glass, Big Freddy, a glass, lovely. Had a little cookery, one of those little cookeries that they have on there. And y'all, we landed and everything, and y'all, we got off the plane, and I looked up at the monitor, and it said, Orange County, and we came in at gate B20, I'll say. And it said, Orange County is going, the flight to Orange County is going out of C-27. So I went, all right. So, y'all, I was just a twittying and, oh, we're ready, blah, 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 blah. And, y'all, I walked down because I had plenty of time. We were a little early. I had plenty of time. And I walked over to C-27 and got over to the C concourse. And I looked up and I just, because I had forgotten the gate by the time I got over there. And I looked up and, y'all, it said A-11. And I said, but it said C-27 when I got off. So, y'all, I had to get on the choo-choo train and go to the A concourse. And, y'all, I had plenty of time. I was still there in plenty of time. But, y'all, I have a feeling that my greps went to C-27 also. But anyway, got on the plane and y'all, there was some deliciousness on that plane too. And y'all, I had a cutie patootie sitting beside me. He was not a bear, he was a ginger though, and he was scruffy and just lovely. But y'all, he had an iPad, but he kept looking at pictures of girls, pictures of girls on his iPad. So he wasn't interested in chitter-chatting with Big Fatty. And that's probably best. But y'all, they had the in-flight entertainment, and they had the in-flight Wi-Fi, and y'all, they had the in-flight power for your cellular telephonic device. So y'all, I plugged that thing right in and I paid the $7.95 and I was just a twitty and y'all, my juice was just going down. My juice was just going down, y'all. And come to find out the power wasn't working. So I wasted my $7.95, even though it was fine. But I wish I could have tweeted more. But y'all, at one time I was watching The Price is Right live on the Aereo Plano, and y'all, there was a Cheerios commercial on, and I was eating a banana. And y'all, I'm just like, Big Fatty, what has the world come to? And y'all, then we had a choice of a grilled chicken garden salad, or a Philly beefsteak sandwich, and y'all, the ginger that was sitting beside me, he did not want the beefsteak, and there was only one grilled chicken garden salad left. I said, you can have it. And y'all, I had to pick off the green peppers because, you know, those give Big Fatty, the green peppers give Big Fatty the indigestion. Oh, dear gussie, they give him the indigestion. But y'all, the sandwich was much better than I expected it to be. And it came with a garden salad and a piece of lemon pie. It was lovely. And y'all, I had a couple of Tangerines and tonic. And y'all, then they came around with the snack basket, and I had a Twix bar and a banana, later on I had some ginger ale. Y'all, it was just lovely, just lovely. And y'all, I was on while I still had some juice on the cellular telephonic device, y'all, I fired up the grinder, and y'all, I think that there were 15 or 16 of the homosexuals on the plane that were on the grinder. So, because, and I thought, well, maybe they're below us, you know, maybe they're 40,000 feet below us. But y'all, they kept following me across the country. So y'all, I just couldn't believe it. Number one, that they were, on the plane, and number two, they were on the plane on the grinder. So I got hit on one time, y'all. So anyway, all right. Hey, Big Fatty, would you like to go get one of those little nip-a-nap sweets at the Aereo Puerto when we land? I said, no. And y'all, I went down to the baggage claim, and it was taking it a little longer than normal. So I said, well, I'll go ahead and get my rental car. And y'all, I did opt for the insurance because y'all, they drive like maniacs out here. You know, there are always people spinning out on the 101 and everything. Y'all, I drove on the 101. I didn't see any spin outs today, but I was lucky. I was fortunate. But anyway, I got my car and the luggage was just beginning to come down, and all of a sudden I hear an announcer, Brinkfurter, would passenger Brinkfurter, please come to the Delta baggage claim office. And so y'all, I went over there, and she says, Brinkfurter, your valises and your grip didn't make it. And I said, dear Gussie. And she says, where will you be staying? I said, I'll be staying up in the City of Angels. And she says, we'll bring it to you, Big Fatty. It'll be on the 7 o'clock truck. So I said, that's lovely. That's just lovely. And I'm only at that hotel one night, and I do not have an address for the Rapture dinner, so I can't give you an address for the next night. So anyway, she says, we'll get it to you. She says, just out of curiosity, if you're going to the City of Angels, why didn't you fly into LAX? Oh, I said, oh, haven't you heard there are gangs? There are gangs up by the airport. Oh, and over. And I said, oh, and don't go to that Magic Mountain either. There are gangs over there, too. I said, no, don't. No, you avoid those all at all costs. And she goes, thank you. Thank you, Big Freddy. I did not know that. And so anyway, so that was that. And y'all, I've just gotten off the cellular telephonic device with Miss West. We are making our plans to meet up tomorrow. And but y'all, here's the most interesting part of the Rapture dinner that I can share with you at this time. As of 6 p.m. in the evening, and this is Pacific Daylight Time, y'all, which is 9 p.m. in the only time zone that matters. Y'all, I still don't have an address nor a phone number. So, y'all, I don't know where to go for the Rapture dinner. And I said, I'm thinking all along, well, Miss West knows this. Y'all, come to find out, when Miss West went for her dinner with that Daniel, Daniel had all the information in his cellular telephone. He doesn't know where the hell she lives either. Y'all, the closest we can do is goggle Vons in Woodland Hills, and we'll just look for a sloth in a Hawaiian shirt doing some shopping there and smelling like dog pee. Because y'all, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show, she loves the pee, y'all. And it's no wonder she loves Hubert. That's all I've got to say. Y'all, I want to remind everybody now. I want to remind everybody. Oh, by the way, the Rice for Spuds, Daryl in the Virginias, he is on his way out here also, because, y'all, he will be at the Southern California meet and greet tomorrow, Saturday, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon in Anaheim, down at the House of Blues. Yes, Big Freddy, assuming that we don't have the Rapture, and assuming that you're not still getting your stomach pumped. But anyway, so if you can make it to that, we'd love to have you. There's no reason to reserve up. You just show up, y'all. You'll hear us. You'll hear us, and before you see us, that's for sure. And oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I can't believe I've never nattered for this long. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope I've noticed that many of you on the Twitter are having a Rapture dinner also. I do not know if there will be an LFC tonight or not, but I told Vader before I left, I said, if you do not do one, that you are giving up a golden opportunity for people to get together and discuss what's going on at the Rapture dinner. Because, so y'all, there may be one, but I don't know. I can assure you Big Fatty will not be there, because y'all, I'm going to go get a big old roll of paper towels, because we've recently learned.
But I dearly love any kind of pee.
Oh, yes, and you do it in your drawers all the time.
You can- can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.